Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Bradley.
Julia.
We are going to talk about Jenna Talakova. She is a transgender Miss Universe candidate who is now no longer a Miss Universe candidate because she's been removed from the competition. And I have to tell you that Jenna Talakova, now normally when you look at transgendered people, it's pretty obvious that you're looking at, say, someone who was born a man who is now believes that, and I believe that they believe it, and that they feel this way, and that they are to all of them.
Oh, know, absolutely. People,
the of a woman.
People are born, and their minds are wired, like, I have a mind that's wired for a male, but there are people born with a female body with a male mind. I mean, it happens.
Exactly, and I totally respect that, and totally. I appreciate that. But it's rare that you'll see one of them where, wow, that doesn't look like a man at all.
Wow.
And she does not look like a man in any way, shape, or form. She's like a supermodel, beautiful woman. And she's 23. She was a finalist in the Miss Universe competition. And according to Huffington Post, she may look every bit the part of a beauty queen, but Jenna Talakova has lost her chance for the crown because she was born as a biological male. She was disqualified from the competition after it was discovered she'd undergone sexual reassignment surgery, according to CTV. National Director of Miss Universe Canada, Dennis Davila, told the Toronto Star that while they consider Talakova to be a real girl, Miss Universe rules stipulate that contestants must be naturally born female.
Hmm. What does that mean? Does that mean, like, naturally born biologically female, or like neurologically? I mean,
biologically, I believe is what we're talking about here, with a vagina.
Well, I don't think it's the body that makes someone male or female. I think it's the mind.
Well, I would agree with you. And the funny thing that's the weird thing about this story is when you listen to the quotes from Miss Universe Canada, they're trying to be so, they want to sound accepting on one hand. Like, they'll say later on that, you know, if we still, you know, we like Jenna and da-da-da-da-da. You know, they're trying to be really, really sounding like they're accepting of her, while at the same time saying, yeah, we don't accept you. You were born with a penis.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And so I agree with you. Yeah, it's all about how you feel. And she feels like a woman, even though she was born with a penis.
I've referenced this story before, but the John versus Joan case happened, I think, sometime in the 70s or 80s, maybe earlier, but the girl who they accidentally fried her penis off, or I'm sorry, his
fried
penis during a freak circumcision accident.
Yeah, it was cauterized, I think. Like,
oh my God.
Like, literally came completely off. So the doctors at John Hopkins decided that they should try to make her a girl, and they gave her a vagina as a little girl and tried to raise her as a girl. They gave her hormones, like estrogen and stuff, when she was a young girl, so that she would have breasts and everything else, and she was raised as a girl, and she knew something was wrong. She got teased in high school for all kinds of things. She just felt like a guy her whole life. And when she was a teenager and she tried to kill herself, her parents told her, and she was turned back into a guy.
Jeez.
He had a lifetime full of mental issues, as you can imagine, and he ended up dying. I don't remember how. But the reason I'm telling this story, she obviously wasn't born a female, mm-hmm. but that to me says it's very much in the brain.
Yeah.
Oh, it's totally in the brain. Totally.
But now they're just going to kick her out of the contest anyway. According to the story here, it's according to their rules that you must be naturally born female. And by the way, these contests have been around for a long time, so maybe it's time they update the rules.
Perhaps.
So, maybe they're jealous they don't want her to win.
You know what? That's one of the things that crossed my mind, because she's really pretty.
Yeah.
And so maybe a lot of the other girls were like, we need to get rid of her. Because you know how sometimes women can be.
I'm going to Google her now and take a closer look.
Yeah, her last name is Talakova, T-A-L-A-C-K-O-V-A.
She's a pretty attractive lady.
Wow.
Davila also told the Star that Talakova indicated on her registration form she was born female. She was disqualified the same day she revealed she was, in fact, born a male. According to the statement from Miss Universe Canada, Talakova was disqualified because, quote, she did not meet the requirements to compete despite having stated otherwise on her entry form. We do, however, respect her goals, determination, and wish her the best. In a 2010 interview, Talakova said she knew she was female at age 4 and began hormone therapy at age 14. She underwent reassignment surgery at 19. She told CTV she's not giving up and she's consulting a lawyer. In the meantime, Miss Universe Canada has removed all photos of the Vancouver resident from the website, and another woman has taken her spot.
Well, I definitely have to tip my hat to her for sticking up for transgendered rights and, you know, making a stand. It requires quite a bit of bravery.
Absolutely. And, you know, yeah, right, to be out there like that is certainly a very brave action on her part. And I think it's excellent. But I think, you know, the reason I wanted to bring this story up is just to show how, you know, it's the 21st century. And look, we're still stuck in this old, you know, a lot of these old modes of thinking. And I guess when I say we, I mean these people, not the people on this show, but the people in this article. Stuck in this old method of thinking. And it's really sad to see this happening out there still.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is as bad to me as, I mean, it's not as bad. It's like burning a cross in somebody's front yard, obviously. We've certainly moved in the right direction as far as bigotry goes out there. And they're not being nasty to her about it or anything like that. But just the whole idea that a fully qualified candidate for, by all appearances and purposes here, for the Miss Universe competition should be disqualified because she was born with a penis, I think is pretty offensive.
It's not as if she was, like, trying to troll it or give it a hard time or try to make stuff up. I mean, she legitimately wants to compete.
Right, like if she were to win, like, afterwards, be like, ha-ha, I was born a man.
Yeah, no. This is...
and it's not like she got the assignment surgery so that she could win Miss Universe. Like, she was cheating or something.
Right, she's a professional model, is what she's trying to do. Right, and from across the room, like, after I looked at her pictures closer, I could, only because I knew, I could, like, sort of see some resemblance.
Right.
But I bet you if you didn't know. Oh, God, no.
No way. Because, like, there's OkCupid. Have you ever been on OkCupid?
No.
It's a dating website, and so I was on there the other day, and I was looking through these.
You're looking for a date?
Maybe. I was looking through these photos. They have these pictures that they, like, you know, the hot or not thing that they have online where you rate people. And so they have this thing where they show you pictures and you rate them 1 through 4 stars or 5 stars or whatever. And I'm rating these people and I'm like, that is a man. You're showing me men. And it's true. There are guys who consider themselves transgender. I mean, I guess they're girls, but, you know, they consider themselves transgender. They consider themselves women. So they put themselves in the system as female. And I'm like, is this a joke? Are you, you know, okay, Cupid, are you showing me guys just to see if I'll rate a guy highly? If they had showed me this Jenna Talakova, there's no way I would have had any clue.
You could be five star. You would have been like, wink. You'd click the wink button. You know? You'd be out on a date with her, man. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You'd eventually find out. No, you wouldn't.
Well, maybe
not. She's
not
a, she's a trans, she actually has a vagina, right?
Right. Well, you'd only find out if she told you.
Right.
And then wouldn't that be an interesting moment?
Oh, man.
You know, especially for somebody who might be bigoted against someone like that, especially for someone that would have some strong feelings about that.
It might be good for someone who's bigoted like that because then they might realize, oh, geez, I love somebody and there's no reason why I shouldn't love somebody. And maybe,
right,
maybe it might destroy their bigotry.
Toll-free number for your thoughts is 855-450-FREE. Paul's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Brad. Paul.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, what's on your mind?
So I just, I'm looking here on ABC News. This was posted at 8:21 p.m. The title of the article is Trump won't bar transsexual beauty queen from shot at Miss Universe Canada title. And in the article here, it goes on to say,
really?
Yeah, it goes on to say the Trump organization has reversed its decision, announcing today that it won't attempt to keep Talakova out of contest.
Excellent.
Wow, that was breaking news, man. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
and you said that's today? That's as of today?
Yeah. 8:21 p.m.
Nice job.
I, Yeah,
Paul, if you want to comment further, you're welcome to. If you want, stick with us. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. How about that? Progress right there in 5 minutes. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Peter Crunchnumble from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Crunchnumble, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Starting today, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hunker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale starts today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there on the house. So enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is one of those features. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners
on our BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, the state owns the land, but they don't own the water. And to be free today, you need a boat. And not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house. It purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. You can be involved for $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. ericssoncouncil.com. That's E-R-I-C-S-S-O-N, ericssoncouncil.com, to learn more about the life yacht. As we go back to Paul calling from North Carolina to give us what's a pretty exciting update to the transgender story that we were talking about, with Jenna Talikova being kicked out of the Miss Universe Canada competition. Well, that was a couple weeks ago, or excuse me, not a couple weeks, but about a week ago when that news broke. And now, I just happened to pick this tonight. I did not know about this breaking news, according to Paul in North Carolina, and I'm seeing this on the internet now, that apparently Donald Trump has changed his mind, and they've changed the rules, or they're bending it. Maybe they're just bending the rules. But they're allowing Jenna Talikova, who was born as a man and is not a man, clearly, to compete in this competition. And that's pretty great.
Excellent.
I'm looking at a picture of her right now.
What do you think, Julia?
I think it's a win for transgendered folks. But, I think in this case, she should be allowed to compete in the competition. But as we all know, the reality is that, it's up to each, organization that's holding the competition and what kind of rules they want to come up with. If they want to be, if they want to be really hardline about it, or they want to allow people that have had sex changes or whatever it is, it's just up to the competition.
Well, no doubt about it. And I'm grateful that this was able to be resolved in such a positive way without having to bring a lawyer into the picture or have to go to court.
Lawyer.
Well, she has a lawyer, but they didn't go to court. They wouldn't have had enough time to go to court. It's only been a week. So Trump, who I'm sure Trump can afford a better lawyer than Jenna Talikova can.
Certainly.
If it comes to lawyer versus lawyer, Trump's going to win. And they're going to stand on, well, it's a private organization. We can set whatever rules we want. We can discriminate if we want to. And it's true.
They should be able to. As disgusting as it is, they should be able to discriminate.
Right. I mean, if Miss Universe doesn't want to allow a 65-year-old woman to compete in their competition, they shouldn't be forced to allow that. If they don't want to allow somebody born as a man, they shouldn't be forced to. But in this case, they weren't. It was just simply public opinion. It was the marketplace that spoke out. I mean, they must have gotten feedback here. Obviously, there was a lot of news coverage surrounding this, probably more so up in Canada. But Huffington Post covered it. A number of other places covered it. And people probably spoke out and said, hey, this is not right. This lady should be able to compete. And they changed their minds. And I think that's a real success story.
I'm very impressed at how womanly her body is.
Yeah, really.
Because, and I'm not trying to be gross or anything like that. I don't know if that's gross, but when I see transgendered men, in addition to the face just being big, you know what I mean? Like, the body is big. They got the big shoulders and stuff. And I mean, this girl has a very nice little body.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
her arms are small. Her legs are. Her thighs are small. She's got a tiny little waist. Like, she does not look manly in any way.
In any way, shape, or form. Which is, as I said before, maybe that's what you said, I think, Julia, is what the competition was really jealous of.
Yeah, they must have been.
And wanted to take her out. Paul?
Yeah, I would agree with that assertion. And also, I think jealousy is, there is a bit of that in there. But the thing is they're discriminatory from the very beginning. They're discriminatory. They're not, like you said, they're not going to allow some 65-year-old woman. They're being discriminatory in the very beginning. That you have to be young and pretty and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
So,
by definition, the event is incredibly discriminatory.
Right. And so, I think maybe it's not right for them to ban a transgendered person, but you can't really complain in an already extremely discriminatory competition. The thing, a place where I would see banning transgendered individuals is in sports, because I think let's just say you have, and that's a question I kind of want to pose to you three in the studio, is, what do you think? Should Shaq be able to go play in the WNBA if he has had a sex change? you know, I don't know about that. I think that that's maybe an instance where that, you know, a person's choice would, you know, it would affect it would be unfair.
Clearly. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right in that particular case. Because if you let somebody who is built into the WNBA, then, you know, built more so than any woman could likely be. I mean, yeah, there's some bodybuilding women out there that might be able to kind of measure up as far as strength is concerned, but they're probably not going to be as agile as someone like, you know, Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, and I think to become a bodybuilding woman to the extreme like that, but they would be stronger than a man,
right.
You would have to take a lot of steroids and they drug test.
Well,
maybe,
yeah,
I mean, I don't.
I think so.
In the NBA, they do drug tests, not in bodybuilding competitions,
right.
Or at least in the big ones.
Right. But, I was talking about the NBA.
Yeah. The thing is, some video that I saw, this Halakova, was in Bangkok, and I've lived in Thailand for about 5 months, and I saw. There's a third gender in that country, and I'm convinced that this Jenna is Thai. There's a third gender in that country, and there are individuals that at a distance you would never know whether they're male or female. And many times I've been out partying and seen drunken guys stumbling home with what they assumed was a woman,
which surprise!
Certainly was not.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And so, like, you know, I think I probably would have a much more, like, conservative idea about this if I hadn't lived there and interacted with so many people that believe themselves to be female that that were born male, but you would never know. Unless you've lived there for a while and you know what to look for, like the hands and the Adam's apple.
Yeah. Interesting, Paul. I thank you for the call on the phone.
Yep.
I'm going to let you go.
Appreciate
your phone's freaking out. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, although she doesn't look Thai to me. Not that I know what really Thai would look like. She looks like a white girl. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course,
she's
bring it up.
She's got Asian eyes.
Maybe. Yeah.
They're a little squinty.
Let's go to your phone calls here. Barry's in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, listening to WNMT. Hey, Barry.
Hey, good to be on again.
What's on your mind tonight, Barry?
Well, yeah, just Barry here at WTTW Radio. I called in last week, and I gave you talking about Trayvon Martin. I gave you the heads up on look out for them to go after Neighborhood Watch legislatively. I even said, well, today, Fox News, lawmakers target gun laws, Neighborhood
Watch.
Hold
that thought, Barry. I want to hear the rest of it here in a moment. All right, we're going to bring you back. In moments, 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. What's going to happen as a result of the Trayvon Martin case? Barry's going to clue us in here. And we'll also take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, guns, transgender, it's whatever. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. That's where we invite you to enjoy various different features. In fact, the main feature is actually the fact that you can control the content of the site. So if you find something online you think is interesting, like the story about Jenna Talikova, the transgendered contestant in the Miss Universe contest who was kicked out and then allowed back in because public sentiment has changed over the years, and I'm glad to see that Trump made the right decision in this particular case and allowed the young lady to compete in the competition.
What about the lady who took his place? Does
her
she
place?
Get kicked out?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe they'll let her into it.
Because that's kind of sad.
Yeah, that would be awful to be like let into the contest and then, oh, sorry, we don't have room for you anymore. So somebody could submit that. It might have actually, I think it probably was on our website, like, because again, this story's a week old at this point, but there's an update today with her being allowed back in. There's always something fresh over at freetalklive.com, and it's thanks to listeners like you for taking the time to submit different news items and other things of interest. It doesn't have to be news. It could be a YouTube video that you think's cool, or whatever you find online that you think our listeners will enjoy. You submit it as show prep, and then others vote up or down, so whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. And you can go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we go back to Barry, listening to WNMT in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Now, Barry, before you get to your point about Trayvon Martin, I got to know, the last time you called, you plugged some call letters of a different radio station.
do you work for a competitor and you're trying to, like, plug yourself, or is it like a sister station of WNMT? What are those call letters you're putting out there?
WMNT is the station by which I listen to you. WTTW Radio is my independent radio group that I run.
So is it an FCC licensed station, or is it
We're internet radio. We're all over the web. WTTWradio.com.
I see. But all right, that's enough plugs. Now you have to buy ads. You've plugged yourself enough times.
Where's Mark?
You need to buy ads now. Anyway, go ahead with what you're calling about tonight, Barry.
Well, just to let you know that you're dealing with somebody who deals with this stuff anyway. But anyway, I called you last week, and here's a good example of you had it first because of me on your website. Last week when I called, they gave you the heads up about Trayvon Martin and that they're going to go after Neighborhood Watch. The gun thing is obvious. Obviously, they're going to go after gun. They're going to go after Neighborhood Watch. Well, here it is today. Fox News, lawmakers target gun laws, Neighborhood Watch, in wake of Florida teen shooting. And lo and behold, even right down to, I said, they'll probably make you register or something. Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat in Texas, wants Neighborhood Watch to register. And they're working out the details, and we don't know who they're going to register through, which I suggest is probably going to be Homeland Security. Well, she says they're working out the details. I guess we'll see what happens with that. And by the way, the other thing, let's see, the other restrictions are being vague about, they're not saying in this story. And the gun law restrictions are being vague about. What's the funny thing in the story, the last thing I have to say about it, is a stand your ground law. It condemns anyone who supported or supports it. It condemns them for what that's worth. And this isn't just in Florida. This is on Capitol Hill. You know, this is nationwide stuff. But what I'm seeing is it doesn't have incredible support. A lot of it comes from the Black Caucus, and it's probably not going anywhere. But I said look out for it, and this is probably just beta testing for tyrant's work that'll be done later.
Yeah, that's certainly not a direction I think is going to solve anything. I mean, getting more people's information in some government database isn't going to stop somebody from making a poor choice when they're on Neighborhood Watch. I mean, I think in general, Neighborhood Watch is an effective program. You don't hear about people getting shot up left and right because of Neighborhood Watch. I think people that are generally on these Neighborhood Watches tend to be responsible members of their community. And I still don't think anybody really knows what the real story is with the Trayvon Martin case, although honestly I haven't seen any updates in the past few days, but I haven't exactly specifically been looking for that one case. It seems to me that both characters are questionable, and you know, what level of vetting is going to be acceptable for people that just want to keep their neighborhood safe? I mean, if you've been convicted of a misdemeanor in the past, does that mean you can't be on the Neighborhood Watch? I mean, who knows what sort of crazy rules they're going to come up with here? But either way, whatever the rules are, it's not going to stop a situation like this from coming up, I don't think. Anyway, thanks for the call tonight, Barry. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Jack is listening in Northern Maine to WEGP. Hey, Jack.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm generally of the libertarian mindset, but I think that the conversation you're having tonight about the you call the person a young lady, I call the person a changed male. Now, you call it a sex change, but in fact it's disingenuous because it's not a sex change, it's a genitalia change.
What?
The XY chromosomes make sex differentiation. So, surgically, you can change someone's genitalia.
What does it matter what chromosomes you have? I mean, what does it matter what chromosomes you have? Why not just go on what you feel?
Wait, with what you feel? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Sex change, chromosomes make the body function. They determine hormone levels and attitudes.
But there's different hormone levels and different...
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. If you want to do that, then you have to call it for what it is. You're chemically altering, which if someone does that in baseball, they call it illegal. If someone does that in golf, they say they're enhancing their game with the steroids. And so that's nasty. But you can endorse a sex change, which is really not a sex change. It's a change in someone's anatomical configuration, not a sex change.
Do you believe that somebody could be born, you know, with the wrong genitalia? Do you believe it's as black and white as male and female, and there could be no exceptions whatsoever?
No, they can't be born with the wrong genitalia. What they can be born with is an imbalance, absolutely. They could have a hormonal imbalance that could be corrected often without surgery.
I would honestly respectfully disagree with you, sir, because there's like the study that was brought up earlier about the young little boy that during the circumcision, his penis was cauterized and cut off, and they tried to raise this person as a female, and it just didn't work. I mean, from everything that I've read about transgender or gender identity issues, it typically seems to be a neurological thing, and it has to do with the way your brain is wired. So, you know, I mean, I could have a female body and a male brain. You know, doesn't that make sense?
No. You can have hormones that are trying to direct you in a certain direction, which may be different than your anatomical configuration.
Is it possible that something about you can't really be accurately described through scientific processes?
Yes.
Well, isn't that
absolutely
what we're talking about here? We're talking about how someone feels.
No, you're There's talking not scientific. About a sex change. Now, if you're gonna, you can do that. I mean, you can play with that if you want to call it by what it really is. It's not a sex change.
Well,
and so when you start to put, wait a minute, when you start to put, if you want to take someone and chemically and surgically alter them, no, that's fine, but don't try to endorse them.
But wait a minute.
Now they are
But wait a minute, the sex change, okay, so you're just complaining about the terminology. So
it's not a complaint.
So are you understanding?
How do you want to phrase that? You want to call me a complainer or just a concerned citizen?
Okay, you're mincing words. How about that?
We're
playing semantics.
Say.
How about that? I'll tell you what. I'm going to put you on hold here, Jack. And if you want, you can stick with us. We'll bring you back here in just a moment. Because I want to make sure we get a chance to get a thought out here. Obviously, Jack has a lot that he wants to say about this. But these people who are having these sex changes or genders assignment or whatever you want to call it, they're doing it because they feel a certain way first. It's not like they woke up one day and said, oh, I'd like to be a man now. No, they feel as though they are not what they were born
as. It's got to be incredibly painful, too, to go through that just because on a whim. I mean, it's got to be, seriously.
There's no whim involved.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
This is a serious decision made by somebody who really feels like they were born into the wrong body, essentially. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. We can continue with Jack in a moment and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time to sneak your call in at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Bradley.
And Julia.
We invite you to our website. You can head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. Lots of different features await you. We've got our bulletin board system, the mobile site, the webcam. It's all there. It's all free. So head on over to freetalklive.com, and if you want to support the show, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a free bumper sticker there that you can have delivered to your house. You can download web graphics and banners, high-res graphics with which you can use to make whatever you want, T-shirts, etc., and more. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue here with you and your thoughts. Jack is listening in Northern Maine, taking issue with the term sex change. And Jack, can you run down briefly again what you were saying before? I want to make sure I've got it straight.
Sure. It's,
so to speak.
It is a little bit of semantics. It is a little bit of splitting hairs, if you will, on the words. But the words have meaning. And as you talk about on your show, words do have meaning. And so we need to use the correct words. So change is impossible because sex is determined by chromosomes. However,
but sex is also a term that has to do with genitalia. Your sex can be a word for describing your genitalia.
Well, you can make the verb also, which doesn't change the meaning a whole lot. But let me give you a little example. You were talking about a minute ago, and I won't be so crass as to give the call letters or anything about my own show, so we'll go away from that. There's two examples. One is a young man whose parents I know, as you were saying earlier, it's not a choice. It's biological. Well, this young man has been emotionally abused, not physically or sexually, I don't believe, but he's been emotionally abused. And he has gone over the last 2 years on his Facebook page from male to female to trans to however you want to call it, about 4 different times. So he's a very confused young man.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to have the estrogen, the bad xenoestrogens, taken from his body, stripped and cleaned, so he can decide what he really is.
Well, wait a minute.
Another instance. Wait a minute.
That
doesn't sound very good to me.
Excuse me?
Well, I don't want to just wait a minute because I want to have a conversation instead of just, you know, have a lecture series.
Yeah,
so,
I don't want to do that.
So, no, I mean, that's your opinion about what he should do.
That's my opinion. That's what happened to this young man. And I've watched him, and he has gone back and forth on his Facebook page at least four times from male to female.
But so what I'm saying is your opinion that he should have estrogen removed from his body. And maybe someone would have the reverse opinion, or maybe someone would have the opinion, hey, he should just have the body he has and make a decision on his own what to do with it, rather than listen to other people that don't know what he's going through, that only see it from the outside.
But see, he is confused, and so he is influenced.
What teenager isn't confused about something? How old is he?
I got one sitting next to me that's not very confused.
Oh, come on now.
Got a head on her shoulders.
Maybe it's not about that, but I think teenagers are confused about a number of things, depending, because, you know, they've only been around for so long.
Isn't it okay to be confused?
As we grow and our hormones are modified by our growth, that changes our emotional state and our ability to concentrate and focus.
Well, if this person is changing and they're growing, then wouldn't that be a really bad time to start manipulating their body chemistry? That seems like a terrible idea.
Their body chemistry has been manipulated. Xenoestrogens.
Hold on. So is he taking some estrogen? Is he taking estrogen?
Before he was taking estrogen for a while because he had decided he was going to have the surgical operation, and then he stopped taking that. But before he was starting on that, he was already estrogen dominant instead of testosterone dominant because of some imbalance, whether it's his diet or his environment. If he had a chance to get that all cleaned up and get him in balance so he could think clearly, then he can make that decision.
But by the way, I'd like to go back to the sex issue a moment ago. You were talking about how definitions are important, and the definition you gave doesn't even appear here at dictionary.com. Number one, either the male or female division of a species, especially as differentiated with reference to the reproductive functions. Two, the sum of the structural and functional differences by which the male and female are distinguished, or the phenomena or behavior dependent on these differences. Down to number five, genitalia. I mean, so sex change is absolutely accurate in saying that you're changing out genitalia. It doesn't have to do with your chromosomes.
The first part of your definition, reproductive function, is controlled by XY chromosomes.
Well, it's controlled first and foremost about whether you have a uterus or whether you have a penis.
Isn't this conversation just splitting hairs, though? I mean,
it totally is.
You can call it whatever you want. I mean, people.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If this is really a conversation about just splitting hairs, do you, the caller, I apologize, Jack. I forgot your name, Jack. Do you have a problem with transgendered people?
Do I have a problem with transgendered people?
Yeah, do you like them or do you dislike them? Do you feel any negative emotions or feelings towards them?
It's not based on emotions and feelings. I take the person for who they are, how they act and react. I am not in favor of transgendered. I think it's a false dichotomy. They're either male or female, and live with it.
Well, that's what they think. They think they're something different than what they were born with, and I don't think they want to live with it. And it's all right.
Different than what they were born with.
And they feel that they're different than. See, you know what? You can't empathize with them, Jack. And you know that's fine. That's your business. If you don't want to empathize with someone, okay. And you don't get to decide for them. So that's really the ultimate issue.
You get to decide that. There's not a thing into my little girl's bathroom.
Oh, what the hell does that matter? Really? You think that's what the motivation is? But it's behind somebody changing their gender?
They like little girls, apparently.
Thanks for the call, Jack. Ludicrous paranoia.
Wow. And you know what is even silly about that? A guy in your bathroom? If there was a guy in my bathroom, I wouldn't really care because I go into the stall and I close the door and I pee.
Right.
It's not like I'm just exposed. You know, I go into the bathroom and I take my clothes off and there's this guy in there. I mean,
a lot of this is just people's own insecurities, and I'm not sure.
I'm
not saying Jack. That was his name, right, Jack?
Yeah, Jack.
I'm not saying you're insecure. I'm just saying that, like, you know, at the end of your call, you had some very good points. Like, it doesn't it really shouldn't matter what's in someone's head. It should matter how they treat you and how they treat other people and how respectful they are. And you know, I can't imagine that anyone would want to volunteer for this type of surgery unless it was that important to them.
Right.
Clearly. This is something that, I mean, obviously people like Jack are going to have negative opinions about this. And this is one of the reasons why it's so difficult to be gay in America. And it's certainly difficult to be transgender, which is even more unusual, I think, than being gay.
People aren't doing this for fun.
Let's go to Anonymous calling from somewhere out there. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that last caller, good grief. I need to say something. I am transgendered, and I have been this way my entire life. I'm in my 30s. I'm going to just take this moment to come out right here. I'm going to be brave about this. I've talked with you before, and we talked about the International Property Maintenance Code a couple of years ago. I'm dealing with it. I deal with it on a daily basis.
You mean discrimination or the idea of being transgendered, or what are you dealing with?
Well, being transgender, but I mean, I'm at peace with it, you know.
When did you realize? I mean, you said it was your whole life. This Jenna Talakova from the competition in Canada, the Miss Universe, she said she knew when she was 4. Did you have a certain point at which you were real sure?
Yes. And because of the way my situation was, I couldn't really fully come out about it.
Sure.
I don't know if you remember, but you had talked to Scott from West Virginia several years ago about the International Property Maintenance Code.
The code thing sounds familiar, but I don't really know. I hardly remember who I talked to last week.
Anyway, it's okay. But I finally come to terms with it. I'm at peace with it.
And you don't have
to do.
Right, and you don't have. I mean, are you going to have an actual sex change, or are you just okay with?
Eventually, but you know, for right now, I'm okay with it. I do cross dress. I mean, every day, and I do the normal thing. But I mean, I'm happy.
Hey, if you've ever been to a drag show, you know that those people have more fun anyway. So I'm glad to hear that that you are out, and congratulations. Appreciate hearing from you, Scott or Anonymous. Appreciate the call. It's been Ian here with you.
And Bradley.
And Julia.
All right, so we will return tomorrow night. You can join us online, of course, in the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. JacksDice is
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.